Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Again, I want to talk to you today about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is where we get the fullest declaration of God's character. If you want to know God, my friend, study the cross. Study the Christ of the cross. Oh yes, we see God's grace at the cross, God's love at the cross. He laid down his life for us, and that's how we perceive the love of God. 1 John 3:16 tells us that. But not only do we see the grace of God, and not only do we see the love of God, we see the righteousness of God at the cross. Because God spared not his own son. You see, he is the righteous Lord who loves righteousness, and he is the one who will by no means clear the guilty. And we learn God's righteous character from the cross of Christ. For here is the righteous Son of God bearing the unrighteousness of sinful men. And so how shall God both reward and punish at the same time? Reward the righteous one, yet punish the substitute of the unrighteous? Will righteousness, let me ask you, will righteousness deal mildly with sin when it's found upon somebody as righteous as Jesus? I mean, look at him, he's perfect, he's wonderful. Will that then lessen the penalty and spare the beloved one? No, it doesn't. Christ was not spared. Even when found lying on the most righteous and the most beloved of all, upon the very highest person in the universe, sin has to be dealt with as sin. It doesn't matter who it's on. It's got to be punished in the same way as it would be punished upon the most common sinners. There's no exceptions. There's no exemptions. No mitigation. Oh, the righteousness of God is terrible. We see this at the cross. We say, terrible? Yeah, well, you sort of think he'd cut his son a break, wouldn't you? No, but he can't. Because he's righteous, how infinitely holy and gloriously perfect and unalterably just is the God who gave us his son. We learn all this from the cross. Now we learn from the cross that God's love is not to be mistaken as weakness or good nature or an easy indifference to wrong and right. No, his love is righteous love. And as such, the cross proclaims it with a loud and unambiguous utterance and voice. And all the divine perfections are seen at the cross. Mercy and truth are there. Grace and justice are there. Oh yes, and at the cross we see the perfection of holiness. And the perfection of love, a righteous judge and a righteous redemption, a righteous forgiveness, saving us righteously, justifying us righteously, glorifying and taking the side of the law and condemning sin, yet taking the side of love and delivering us. Have you been delivered? Have you been delivered? Oh, it's the wondrous, glorious cross of Christ, which is deliverance to us. The Christ of the cross, who's triumphed over death and sin and taken our side and our punishment. Will you believe in him? Don't believe in you. Believe in him. Don't believe in your efforts. Believe in him. Trust in him as your only hope, and you will be saved. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.